content are you searching for? There was a late night talk show host that I saw once go out on the street, and he would ask people on the spot to tell him what their most recent online search was. It was pretty funny and a bit awkward for some. Think about what your latest search was. What content were you seeking? We are in an age where information, content, and answers to our many questions are simply an ask or click away. Alexa, what's the weather? Siri, what's the best way to remove an ink stain? We are quickly served the content we seek. Searching for the latest diet trend? You can find it complete with how-to videos, blogs, posts, downloadable content to digest even further, plus groups and tribes of people to connect with, searching for the same thing. Bill Gates, the co-founder of Microsoft back in 1996, wrote an essay called Content is King. He knew then, even in the infancy stages of the World Wide Web, that providing the content people are seeking is the most valuable thing when it comes to marketing and branding. It's supply and demand. Know what people need and meet that need with the content they seek. There's so much searching, but deeper than the surface issues are the issues of the heart. We often make the content we seek king in ways, looking for answers and searching for everything other than King Jesus to satisfy. When Jesus walked this earth, he already knew what people needed before they even knew what they needed, even as they searched. He met them where they were, in the middle of their infirmity. But then he would always go to the heart and reveal their deeper need. In John chapter 5, Jesus heals a man at the pool of Bethesda. Jesus asks him, "Do you want to be made well?" The man's response reveals the extent to where his searching led him. John 5, 7. "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I'm trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat and walk." At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. This man had been sick for 38 years, the Bible tells us. He was looking for answers at this pool, but answers and healing were not found in the pool. In his searching, Jesus met his obvious need, but through meeting this man's physical need, he was actually revealing his greater purpose, which was to meet the spiritual need of the world. If you are searching today, could it be the content you seek, the answers you are looking for, wouldn't even touch the greater need of your heart? If you are waiting at the pool or the place where answers should be found, yet still you are left hurting, look to Jesus. Isaiah 55, 6. "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near." Matthew 7, 7. "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened." Don't ever stop seeking after the King for the content you seek when it comes to this life, your purpose, and his plan for you. No other source will satisfy. He knows you best, and as you seek him first, the rest will fall into place. That's the truth. Look to the true source of all things as you search for the content and life you seek. Jesus is all you need. I'm Lori Klein.